All right, good morning. Welcome. This is the Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Por La Mañana Con Sabor. It's a nice day to have a special guest in studio today, and she's going to be performing some great songs of hers. This is Maria Blues. She's in here today. Hi, Maria.
Hey, what's up, Byron?
Hey, so you got your whole band here.
Yes, everyone's here. Woo!
Everybody sounds amazing. Yeah, give it up.
Hey.
Introduce your band, because they are important, and they're all great
so
people.
So to the right, I have Ivan. He's on trumpet. Ivan Massa, say hi.
What's up?
And then to the right of him is Mila.
Hello, everyone.
Alto sax. And then I have Mr. Anthony on tenor sax.
Ramirez.
Sorry, Anthony Ramirez. I have Javi on keyboard. I have Miguel on drums.
Hello, guys.
And I have Mike on bass.
How are you going?
Awesome, and that makes up Maria Blues right there.
Yes, I'm Maria Blues.
So you will be playing June 13th at the Levitt Pavilion.
Yes,
this summer.
Super excited about it.
Yeah, this is your first time playing, right?
This is actually my second time playing there. Yes.
And you did it last year.
I did, yes. We did it last year, and we're going to do it again this year.
That's amazing. So I want to get down to a little bit about your musical history. Where did it all come from? What made you want to pursue music and become a musician?
It started when I was a teen that I was interested in being in a band.
Oh, really?
So that's how it started. The whole solo artist is new still to me. I've been in like a bunch of like ska, maybe slash with punk bands, as a drummer.
So, oh, interesting.
So that's where I started the love for drums. And then now I am writing my own music as a solo artist.
That's amazing. Now, did your parents have any influence over you over that? Were they musicians themselves?
My mom's pretty like, you know, women shouldn't be like playing music and things like that. But now she sees, she's like, okay, if you love this, like, okay. But usually, you know, like the old school folks, they're more like, you know, it's more of a man type
more patriarchal
industry, yeah. Especially like for like rancheras and all that. You know, that's what they think about when they think about music. They think about like rancheras and.
Now has your mom seen you play and just kind of? Was,
she
like,
has,
amazed?
Yes, and she's like, oh, so I guess you do like it. I'm like, yeah.
That's so cool. And what were your main influences when you were growing up, and that made you want to be?
It was
in a
mainly
band?
Like punk rock. Like you could say that I was into like let's see, what was in at the time? Like maybe like some Slipknot.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
taking it back.
I grew up with like a lot of Spanish music, so rock en español. So I was like into like Caifanes, Jaguares, like all that. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. That's how I kind of discovered ska, because I didn't know they were ska, but I've been listening to ska before I knew it was ska.
Oh, that's funny. Me too. I was kind of the same way.
Yeah, and then like I listened to Sublime, to Slipknot, to Spanish music like Juan Gabriel, Amy Winehouse.
Nice. And now what? Any new artists that kind of catch your attention?
Yes, I would say that right now that I really think she's really doing something amazing is Mon Laferte.
Okay.
She has crossed over from like Chile to Mexico to the U.S. And, you know, she's just very positive about it, you know, not like all about the glamour. She wants to like send a message with her music, like her experiences and things like that. So
That's cool.
I really admire that.
And are you trying to send a message with your own music?
Yes.
And
yes. I definitely always want to write like what's true to me. Like I don't want to just write something like, okay, so this becomes popular. It's always my own experiences. So my message is to just write, you know, who you are.
That's awesome. And now you what's the first song you have in store for us today?
It's called Rude Monkey. This song is about, it's talking about somebody that's just kind of annoyed with their daily routine. So they're and just you, being like, okay, like get out of my way type deal.
Okay.
A fun vibe.
Awesome. I'm ready to hear it. And here you go. Go ahead. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
like skipping, whoa, whoa, but you got bills to pay, so you'll just go through the day, feeling like you don't have a say, feeling like it shouldn't be this way, feeling like you don't have a say, why can't you catch a break?
Beautiful, amazing horn section there. Big ups to the trumpet. Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, well, you guys are the best too.
You are the best.
So since the Levitt thing is going down in MacArthur Park, do you have any connection to MacArthur Park or Los Angeles in general?
I actually lived maybe a few blocks away from MacArthur Park for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm very familiar with the area, so yeah, definitely. I grew up in LA, South Los Angeles, not too far from downtown.
And were you born out here as well?
Yes. My parents are from Mexico. I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, nice. And so, what do you hope people will get from your performance or just the Levitt in general this summer?
Well, I always want to empower women, especially like fronted, you know, solo artists like, that are women. So that's my main thing, that I want to see more women out there as being, you know, like the front of the band, the face of the band.
Mm-hmm. And how have you experienced the Levitt concert series as an audience standpoint? And what did you think about that?
I feel like it's very diverse. Like I see all kinds of people, like from children to older folks, very, very diverse audience. So it's definitely always fun, and we don't know, it's always different every single time I go to other shows to support other bands, and I always mm-hmm. see like a different type of audience.
Nice. And what other bands have you played in before?
I played for a while in the ska band Los Chiles Verdes. I was a drummer for a while, so you know, we basically played like all over LA, like, you know, we did a bunch of like house parties and venues. So that was like my, you know, the band that I was in the most.
That's
the
cool.
most time.
Now, do you play recently? Are you just concentrating on your own solo artist?
I've been concentrating on this project for, you would say, 2 years. It started off maybe a few years, like maybe 3 years ago, but mm-hmm. it was mainly like it has taken off since the past 2 years back. So where we've been active playing like every other month or every week. It depends.
Do you have any other shows coming up besides the Levitt?
Not at the moment, no, because I'm actually working on my first album.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, I need to step a little back to work on that. So hopefully that's out in August.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What, do we have a title yet? Or
not yet? That's a really hard one. I do have a title, but I will know for sure gotcha. A little closer to August.
It's going through its rough drafts right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want it to be me. So, like I said, I have ideas. I just don't have something concrete. I think that's a very, like, you know, it's going to really define the album. So I'm really waiting to see, you know, what the vibe is towards the end.
Awesome. And now you have another song in store for us.
Yes, we're going to play something, this song called It's Been So Long. It's talking about missing your best friend. We go to school together, then we don't see each other, and it's just talking about friendship.
That's awesome. All right, let's take it away.
It's been so long since we've talked. All the most time we had fun, and now I miss all of our talks, all our random nice stops. Oh, friend, where have you been? Let's hang out again.
I can't wait to go check you guys out and just see all these people dancing. Yeah. I was already dancing in my seat. And now, can we expect these songs at that performance?
Yes.
And then what more? Are you going to hear like a lot of originals?
Yes. You're definitely going to hear a little bit more of Latin, or, you know, we're working on that. But these songs for sure, yes.
That's awesome. Now, here's a fun question. If you can perform anywhere in the world, like your dream city or anything, where would you want to perform?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, go ahead, think about it.
I guess like the first place that I would always want to, just even if I don't perform, just to even go, would be Europe.
Oh, nice.
If I can perform and be there, that'd be amazing. But that's a place where I have it on my bucket list to go out to.
That's awesome. Yeah. And who would you want to perform with?
That's so hard.
That's a hard one, right?
I don't have like anyone specific out there. I think just, you know, anyone that I can share this stage with, I'll be grateful.
That's
I'll be
awesome.
Grateful for it.
Are you looking forward to any performances this summer
at the MacArthur? Yeah. I'm looking forward to see Flor de Toalache.
Uh-huh.
They're amazing. I'm also looking forward to see who else? Let me see. I'm blank right now, but
there's so many shows.
Harina de Marco, I know we talked about her earlier. Oh, yeah. She's really amazing. Everyone. I'm going to try to be there all the time.
Yeah, whatever work allows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to have you guys here today. Thank you so much for coming out. And you have one more song?
One more song, yes. This is a cover. We've made it our own. You probably have heard it. Quizás, quizás, quizás. It's an old song.
And so. By who, for those that?
Well, there's a bunch of artists. Uh-huh. The number one, I guess, that you would hear the most right now is like Gaby Moreno. She's done
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like a bunch of, you know, just Cuban artists that have done sabor. That also are like in the sabor a mi type era.
Uh-huh.
So quizás, 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 just like a really classic song.
Nice.
A lot of artists have done it. Yeah.
Perfect. I'm excited right now. All right, take
We're
it away
excited
again.
Too. Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, 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 y así pasan los días, y yo desesperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás. Quizás estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando por lo que tú más quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado. Quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Big old smile to your face,
yes,
doesn't it? Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having us here, Byron.
Yes, of course. And then again, for those of you listening, she will be playing June 13th over at the Levitt Pavilion in MacArthur Park, along with Gabriela Penca
and La Infinita.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. Hopefully, you can all make it there. And again, what are your socials so people could, like,
you can follow me at Maria Blues Music on Instagram, and then on Facebook, Maria Blues, or mariablues.com.
And then you also have a lot of music videos.
I do, yes. We are actually featured at the Recordium, and there's also live sessions there.
Nice. And then you have music videos for, what was it?
For Rude Monkey and Ska Love. Those are both of my singles out right now.
It's cool. And so catch her there and before and at the Levitt Pavilion. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned here at the Latin Alt. There's still more music up ahead. Thank you again, Maria.
Woo! Thank you so much.